Unit 2. Recording 1.
Hi, Nadia. My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Nadia, what's the furthest you've travelled from home?
Let me think. Well, I suppose the answer is Indonesia.
Indonesia? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fascinating. I went with a friend and we got on really well. And she's still a good friend, I'm pleased to tell you. The country's got thousands of islands and we visited quite a few of them. I must say, I'll never forget Komodo. They have the largest lizards in the world there, Komodo dragons, and one of them chased us across the beach. It was absolutely terrifying, I can tell you.
Wow, what an experience.
Not to be forgotten. Who's next?
Hi, I'm Armando.
Hi, Armando.
What's the longest journey you've been on?
You mean in time?
Yeah, in time.
Well, I've travelled for 4 months, 3 times. During those trips, I visited Mexico, Indonesia, India, and many other Southeast Asian countries, like Thailand and Vietnam. I loved Vietnam. The people were so friendly, and the food was wonderful. But it was a bit noisy in the streets, you know. A lot of people travel on motorbikes, and you hear them everywhere.
Hi, I'm Jack. What are the most popular destinations for people from your country?
Depends a lot on the group, Jack. But I'd say older people, say the over 50s, they like to go to the Canary Islands. And young people prefer Thailand to really get away from it all. Next question.
Hello, Nadia. I'm Tom. People say that people travel to broaden their minds. Is that right? Do you think that travel broadens the mind? What are the reasons why people travel, in your opinion?
Interesting question, Tom. I suppose there are lots of reasons. Some want to see new sights and explore new places. Meet new people and experience different cultures. I certainly wanted to do all those things, but I also wanted to learn new skills, especially social skills. And to do some voluntary work. I wanted to become more self-confident. Oh yes, and I was also interested in learning a new language, or at least getting some knowledge of an Asian language. Now my friend Joanne, she just wanted to earn some money while she was abroad to finance her studies. But there are lots of other reasons why people travel.
How do you mean exactly?
Well, how can I put it? Some people travel to... find themselves. I mean, to learn more about themselves, perhaps become more independent, or maybe just generally broaden their horizons. Other people may choose to do that by travelling abroad to study for a qualification. Sadly, some people may be forced to travel to look for work, to escape poverty, which is not a good reason for travel, but perhaps becoming common. One thing's for sure, Tom. If you travel a long way from home for a long time, you're a different person when you return. It makes you into a...